Welcome to this week's sermon at Village Presbyterian Church. At Village, we seek to be shaped by the life of Christ, to practice authentic friendship, and serve the world. You're invited to join us at either our Mission Campus or our Antioch Campus. For now, we hope you hear a word for your own life in this sermon.
Our scripture today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. But first, let us pray. God, as we prepare to hear your word, let us do so humbly. We know you speak through scripture, but we also know we all too readily drown out your voice for our own. Quiet our hearts, quiet our minds. Guide us as we read, as we reflect, and as we respond to what we hear. Amen.
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven."
The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen.
I consider myself so lucky to get to spend so much time at Village Church. The church has taught me many things over my time here, and some of these things I'm going to share with you today. Accepting others is one of the big things Village has taught me, that even though someone isn't your best friend, you should always accept them and be kind no matter what. You never know anyone's situation at home. Village has demonstrated this many times for me, whether it's someone new, a member of the church who has continually come back. Everyone is included in youth group, games, Bible studies, small groups, and more. Acceptance is really important right now because a lot of people in the world aren't accepting others. During this Black Lives Matter movement, we need to be there for each other and accept all, no matter what we look like. A lot of people are having trouble with acceptance right now, so what we can do to help those people is pray. Pray that they may find a better way to accept others with God's help. It might be hard to pray for people we don't agree with, but I believe that is what the world needs, and it is one of the many ways that we can take bigger steps toward God. So what I've learned is that Village Church will always accept you. They're always going to have a donut for you on Sunday mornings and a spot for you on one of the couches, and I try to treat others the same way when I'm at church and when I go home. Another important thing that Village has taught me is that God is always there. Even when you do not think he is there, and God is working through our troubles. Through COVID-19, God is there. Through the Black Lives Matter movement, God is there. For any other troubles you're having in your life, God is there, even when our life doesn't quite look like what we want it to or like we think it should. Village has taught me this when I kept falling and losing my skis on the first day of the ski trip this year. After falling about four times, I wasn't having the best day, but I kept going because I knew God was there. Then, at the end of the trip, I decided to do the ski run again. This time, I made it through the whole thing without falling once, and that is how I knew that God was there to guide me down that hill and to keep going even when I was struggling. I had to put a lot of trust in God this March when it was announced that school would be closing for the rest of the year and that we would all have to be quarantined in our homes. I felt empty, confused, nervous, and upset. I didn't want all my activities to end, and I really didn't want to stop coming to youth group. It was a really hard time for everyone, but I eventually trusted God and told myself to look on the bright side. It's been a weird, long road since the middle of March, and it feels like this year is just zooming by. But what Village has taught me time and time again is that God will always be there, even when we don't think he is. This year has been rough, but we will get through it if we trust in God. I've made so many friends and gotten so much closer to God through the church, and I can't wait to see you all again.
Hi, My name is Jake Fay, and I've been going to Village Church all my life. From jamming out with Kevin Dolan every Sunday morning to getting to go on amazing trips full of enrichment, service work, and laughter, this place has been my home for more than 17 years. Every Sunday night, we have a youth group for all of the high schoolers. Out of all the fun we have singing and playing games at these meetings, I think my favorite part is small groups. Small groups are something we always do at the end of every youth group. Zach will end his talk with a few slowed words, and then he'll begin to divide us into groups and send us to different spots around the youth wing. The talks would always pertain to the central idea of the night. Whether it be something about bettering ourselves or bettering the world around us, we always find a way to share and relate to one another. The groups are often pretty mixed up. There's usually someone you don't know as well or someone you want to know better in your group. They typically would begin with how we are all doing. Usually everyone would just say good or school is annoying, but if you were in Kevin's group, how are you doing would take up about half the time. We would then move on to the questions, and as we progress through them, everyone slowly becomes more comfortable with the group. It's always great to see someone who's normally more quiet open up to everyone else. Small group time makes it easier to talk about God and explore our faith. Everyone listens and respects one another as we share our thoughts and feelings. It's a good way to meet new people and, more importantly, build a relationship with them. In high school life, friends come and go so fast, but the friends I've made at church have always stuck with me. Even people that come up to me after hearing us sing at Sunday morning services have become people I can ask questions to and get opinions from. I'm so thankful for everyone who has been a mentor, teacher, and friend to me here. And for all those friends I have made, I have the church to thank for. Village has given me a lot. Friends, faith, experience. But I think the most valuable thing the church has done for me is listened. Whether it be me speaking in front of the whole church or chatting with my small group on Sunday night, this has always been a place where I'm comfortable sharing. I think everyone needs that, whether it be a church, a community, or just a friend. Having someone who will listen to you makes all the difference. Thank you.
There are times in all of our lives that change. There's change in location, change in hairstyle, even change in perspective. If I looked at 2019 August and 2020 August on a Venn diagram, very few things would be in the middle. On one side, you would see me in school with 2,000 other kids and ordering options for homecoming dresses. And on the other side, you would see me in different zip codes in my home address and very few Snapchat memories of group gatherings and hangouts. The name Shawnee Mission East wouldn't even be in that circle at all. I never thought that when looking at the same month, 1 year apart, it would be something completely different. Deeper into quarantine, I was talking to my dad at the kitchen counter, and he said to me, "Jilly, I am in a funk." And I was like, "Dad, duh, we all are." But then when he started to elaborate, he said something that most of us can relate to. He said this, "I have been on the same schedule my whole life." He's gone to school 8 to 3, then college 8 to 3, then work around the same time, every day. Most of us have grown up through a structured life, so the uncertainty of this time has made my dad and a lot of us feel a little lost. Through my time at church, I came to a conclusion that this sort of change in my life could be looked at more in a glass half full kind of way. During the Boundary Waters trip this past July, I wouldn't say everything ran smoothly. The first day, I was hit in the face with a rock. Blisters were already appearing on my hands after 20 minutes of canoeing. And don't even mention the never-ending thunderstorms that day. I was terrified of what I had in store for that week. But that trip turned out to be the guidance I needed and wanted for my life at home. The week unplugged, surrounded by 8 people and a whole lot of trail mix, gave me a lot of time to just think and look ahead for my future. I remember just sitting in my hammock, watching the sunset, realizing that God put me in this spot for a reason. He put me there to help start reconstructing my head through everything that was going on in the real world. It's hard during this time of death and sickness and the canceling of schools to think that God wanted us to handle it. But it wasn't just me who was going through it. It was all of us going through it together. This time has been scary for a lot of our world, and I think one thing that church has brought me is the comfort of not being alone at this time. In the times of full lockdown, I will admit I was struggling to find my path. I went through situations that made me feel forgotten by Christ. But what I didn't see until now was that God was there, pushing me out of this hole and making me stronger by doing it myself. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for your Lord God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you." God put me in these moments of fear and eeriness to motivate me and to help me find that path I needed to find. He created strength by pushing me to be self-sufficient and also created moments where I knew he was with me along the way. Everyone this year has had hardships. People had to go through death of loved ones, poverty, homelessness, and sorrow. Kids don't have the structure from going to school every day, and the world is separating as we speak. Instead of carrying that suffering on your back, God is pushing us to grow as people as we all go through this together. He has made me reflect on my change in life and help me build that firm foundation as our futures are still foggy. Village has not only shown me the importance of reflection and growth, but has let me build that trust in God's path for my life. Thank you.
We're imperfect and the church is imperfect. Sometimes we have gotten it wrong and sometimes the church has gotten it wrong, but we can hang on to the time to get it right. It is up to us to show how we represent the church to others. And maybe more important is how we are the church towards those who have no interest in church or who have been hurt by the church.
When is a time in your life that the church has gotten it right? Not just in a way you know of historically, but in a very personal way. How has the church gotten it right to and for you? Think about and reflect on that moment. When has the church been something meaningful to you? And what happened to demonstrate that? Who was the person or people who demonstrated it? And what did it mean for you and why?
And maybe, just maybe, you have the opportunity to be that image of the church to someone else. Maybe that is something the church needs to be for other people or for all people.
But it doesn't happen without you. Church doesn't happen without you. We can't be the church without you. Find a way to be the church for someone else. And not just the church that you would choose, but the church that is the presence of Christ in this world and in the life of someone else.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon at Village Presbyterian Church. Learn more about us at villagepres.org, and we invite you to join us again next week.